really worked on that skill and stuff. Transportation, please. Item number 8.
From the Director Department of Transportation, submitting an informational report regarding congestion mitigation air quality grants submitted by the Department of Transportation. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Dranza.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The department would just like to provide a notification that we have submitted 10 applications for the CMAQ funding cycle that the state announced in April. Those applications were due June 14th. We submitted 6 applications for transit purposes and 4 for transportation services. What you'll notice on there is that the green, blue, and red lines, which are in function now, they were only funded for a 2-year award in the last cycle, so we're asking for a 3rd year. That would be the 3rd and final year of eligibility for those alignments, but then we are asking for a couple of other potentially new express bus alignments, which would be on Route 27th Street, Route 27, and then the 10 and 30, which is predominantly on Wisconsin Avenue 30, going up to UWM and Sherman, Route 10 going all the way up to Brookfield Square. So, in addition, on the transit side, we're asking for bus replacement. It's something that we have traditionally not asked for in the past. However, in the last round, there were other communities who have going forward and asked for bus replacement. We basically had an agreement over the years that that's something we wouldn't throw into the mix. But given the fact that funding is getting as tight as it is, we're looking at every avenue possible for our needs. So those are the primary candidates that we have forward. And then we do have the 4 additional transportation services projects, which are things like left turn lanes and signal priority in certain areas.
Mr. Trent, how does this affect the committee that you chair with the other communities of transit about throwing in a bus route? Looking for new bus systems. Because if we have that agreement, CMAQ, I know that we normally have a good agreement, but the other smaller agencies look for their replacement. So how's that going to work out?
In terms of bus replacement?
Yeah.
Well, the bus replacement could absorb the whole CMAQ program.
That's right.
We've tried to work with other communities like Racine Township
and Brookfield
in these cases, but we're basically, if that's the way that communities are going to proceed on this, then we're going to act in kind as well. It's possible we get to a place where we pull that back, but we're putting it on the table to be competitive in that process. We'll see where it goes, but CMAQ is a regional item one can apply for.
Right.
Transit happens to do very well because it obviously has a big impact for the type of program that it is, reducing pollutants and that type of thing. So that's some of our rationale for going forward with bus replacement.
So that's perfect as well.
These new express routes, will there still be regular 27s and regular 1030s?
It's possible that they could do it much like they did red, blue, green, where in the beginning they had some underlying service there. But I think what you've probably seen on the red, blue, green lines is that local underlying quickly went away because passengers migrated to the stops where there was more frequency in service. So, and really, there wasn't a large amount of complaints during that point in time. We offered that as kind of a mitigation for that, but it really went away very, very quickly. So it's very possible that we go to express bus right away, possibly put in some underlying service. That's something that we have to work a little bit more closely with once we know that we've got the award with transit, to just make sure that it's adequately served. And one of the things that we're always looking at in that case of transit, always looking at cases that you have the right capacity out there that you're not passing people by. That's one of the reasons why 10 and 30 is being used as a pair, because they operate much like a pair through Wisconsin Avenue corridor. So it's to provide adequate coverage in that.
we give them color names? Are we going to go with orange and yellow, maybe?
Probably.
Let's go with purple.
Like,
yeah, there we go.
I want to stick the ring. The CMAQ region, what is the CMAQ region? How large a region is it?
It's kind of an interesting question. The CMAQ region in the past had been the Waukesha, Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Ozaukee, Washington.
So southeastern Wisconsin.
And going up to Sheboygan in recent years. However, now that it's not attainment, within attainment, that is no longer a designation for the area. However, the state of Wisconsin is still using that traditional boundary to award the funding. So CMAQ in the future could whittle down, go away, get reprogrammed. So
it's the state of Wisconsin that controls the regional size, and we're basically then competing with those actors.
Correct.
Thank you.
So let's go.
We're now in attainment. How long does the historic non-attainment designation then last? We're not in jeopardy of not being eligible for this for the foreseeable future, right? So,
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, in this current application round, the rules of the application process said that for the 14 through 18 application, they were going to follow the traditional boundaries. So, at least for this application period, we know that it'll just be restricted to those counties that were in the former non-attainment area. Going forward beyond that, the next round in 2018, it could be a different determination at that point in time.
So then, and then relative to bus replacement, a few years back when we started the first round of the big replacements, I asked about LNG and whether we had really done an analysis, and I was told, the economics aren't really right. Well, in the last couple of years, we've seen that the economics on LNG are, we're seeing trucking companies and everyone else switching over. But then at that point, they said, well, it takes a couple of years to do the planning on that, and we're not positioned because we didn't think we were going in that direction. Are we thinking about it for a portion of the fleet? I mean, it seems that diversifying that to a domestic fuel would be advantageous.
Certainly. We are looking at it, and we have done some investigative work on it. One of the big components of going to an LNG or CNG fleet is that you've got to convert over your station operations. You've got to basically not have anything that has spark capability with anywhere that you're storing that type of fuel. So you've got to do significant facility modifications. Also, you have to have significant fueling transition. Right now, we use high-capacity fueling on the diesel vehicles so that you can refuel a bus in about 10 minutes or less. You've got to have the same type of high-pressure system on the CNG or LNG vehicles to do that. In a lot of cases, like school buses or so on, what they'll do is what's called a slow fill, where they can just plug it in overnight and just allow it to fill throughout the night. But because of the requirements of how we use our fleet, we need to make sure we have that high fueling capacity. So there's a lot of infrastructure cost that goes into it on the planning side. Just buying the buses would be fairly easy. We could do that. It's about an additional $50,000 per vehicle. So there is an additional incremental cost for that. But it's the facility replacement that's really the big component. And then I think we've got to look at the pilot of a garage station for that, and dedicate an area for that. Or we do dual fuel where we have the capacity to do both, a CNG or a diesel. So those are the types of decisions that we have to make. We are working with Wisconsin Clean Cities to do an analysis of that, and we'll see how far that goes. We'll see what we get back in terms of how extensive that may be.
All right, so the answer is we are aggressively looking at it versus where we were a few years back, where we were kind of. It seemed the department at the time was skeptical of the idea, and the industries have all embraced it pretty
dramatically.
Right.
I think one of the things we are concerned about is as more people come online with that system, does price come up? Mm-hmm. Diesel price comes down, as you hit that point where it's there's no difference. There's that can happen. So we've got to kind of watch market factors.
Okay. Thank you.
What about Rob?
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a pleasure to join you today. If you will, Mr. Chair, I had a very brief question for Mr. Dranzik. I was wondering, you mentioned, sir, that you were working with Wisconsin Clean Cities to study a possible addition of CNG or LNG fleet or vehicles. Mr. Chairman, I was curious if we could be provided with a rough timeline for when this study might be complete.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, we haven't even, we've just started the discussion with them, so I think we can come back to you and let you know that once we have a little bit more detail.
Yeah.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was, I appreciate the specificity. Thanks.
Supervisor Costa.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I just want to recognize that snazzy tie that Supervisor Haas has.
Okay, we're on item A. There's no other information, just an information report. Item number 9.